Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It's music by Zoe Key on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. 8:43, that's your time. It's 8:43. Shake one, what did you guys say? Savivi's Karis? Savivi, okay, it's 8:43, Savivi Savannah time. That's so you think you're a comedian. That's the conversation that we are having. We launched this baby alongside the Namibian Comedy Awards Committee, and that's Savannah not so long ago, all right? We've got Abuni Mitch in studio, and also Osi Dandako in studio. That's a representative from NBL. Good morning, you guys. How are you guys doing?
Good morning.
There we go. Okay, there we go. Yeah, sorry about that. Let's try again. Good morning. How are you doing?
It's Morgan. Very well, thank you.
I am good, man.
That's it. First of all, listen, congratulations on this huge initiative. I think this is exactly what the industry needs, the creative space in general. You know, just inject a little bit from the corporate side into this baby. Mitch, let me start off with you, all right? This initiative, I know you are the force behind it. Talk to us about this initiative. So you think you are a comedian. What are the objectives here?
Oh, so the objectives, really, okay, let me start from beginning.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Because mainly what we wanted to do is create a platform whereby we can, like, because we back in 2017,
yeah,
I did the Son of a Mitch tour, and to my surprise, yes, because I did all the regions, and it was out of my pocket. I did all the regions just for me to go find out there are really brilliant comedians in other regions as well, and just because they do not have the platform that us in Windhoek and so on have, I wanted to do this like really well with a good corporate brand that also has the grips for comedy itself. So we want to actually give platforms to every other comedian, the Venet comedians and so on, because most of the people, when they think about comedy, they think it's just stand-up comedy. And as you can see in this initiative, it's basically all styles of comedy, you know.
So it's not just stand-up.
It's not just stand-up. Yeah. And that's great about it. So it's all styles.
Yeah.
It's storytelling. It's ventriloquist, comedic magicians. Like, we have these people in Namibia, but they do not have
the
platforms.
They exist in this country?
They do.
Wow. I ask because, I mean, a lot of my corporate friends, whenever they book us for emceeing and so on, they always ask, okay, but what else can we book NSK? Just maybe a magician or what? You know, the talent is not at reach there. So it's good to know that there are all these people.
Yeah.
And we're going to unearth them with this competition, isn't it, Dandago?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, of course.
Now, what was it important for you guys? Because I know Savannah is a very exciting brand. My goodness, your adverts, the way you go about it. And now jumping on with comedy. Why? When that proposal came in, why?
well, as many of you know, Savannah is the original crisp, dry, witty cider. So it only made sense for us to collaborate on this thing. I mean, Savannah is a global brand, the number one cider in the world, by the way.
Wait a minute. Okay.
Just voted the number one cider in the world.
Check Chelino, that's a cider.
Yep.
Yeah.
And obviously through, I mean, as a business, Namibia Breweries, we're really proud to invest and give back to proudly Namibian initiatives.
Yeah.
And we think that this is a wonderful one. It's a sustained platform. As you know, it's something that's running over a couple of months. So it's really not just about giving a once-off supporting of the arts, but really doing it over a prolonged period of time. And really giving light to comedy. I think many people, when they think of the arts, we just think of theater and musicians.
And musicians, true.
But, you know, comedians are people that take a lot of time and talent to do what they do and to do it well.
Yeah.
It's not easy to make people laugh, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, I know. Mitch, you'll know.
Yeah.
Mitch, let's talk about the eligibility here, okay? Who is qualified to take part in this audition? So, like, what's the criteria?
Okay, criteria.
Apart from I have to be funny.
The first one,
yeah,
you need to be able to carry a crowd. Like,
okay,
being funny and carry a crowd.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have three rounds, which all the rounds are like 5 minutes, 5 minutes, and then 10 minutes, the last round. And your audition piece must also be 5 minutes. Second most important criteria that would have been first also is you got to be over the age of 18.
Okay.
You got to be over the age of 18. So when you go register, you'll see you cannot go through our platform if you are not over the age of 18, because that's the first thing. Okay. Are you over the age of 18? And then you got to be funny. You got to be creative. You got to have original material. And you got to have good timing. Your jokes got to be witty. You don't just want any type of jokes there. It's got to be clever. What the brand, you know.
Yeah.
It's got to represent the brand somehow,
of course,
as well.
Yeah. I'm just thinking, you guys will probably have the most grumpiest judges there, just sitting there. while the guys are trying to crack jokes. But anyhow, how does the registration period situation work? Do we go on a website or just on site as the auditions are happening?
Oh, that's a very good question. So what we have decided, because we're going to have two big campaigns like Activations now at Vanille and also at Blackchain. So you can go to those venues and register on site as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then you can go on to our social media pages. Guys, please follow Savannah Namibia social media page. You're going to get a link there. You can either follow the link or scan the QR code and then immediately you're on the form. So the form is going to throw out some liners for you that you have to put in your name, the region that you're from, what town. You can even select the town that you wish to register at, wish to audition at. So
that's nice.
So the audition period is actually from we're gonna start the auditions from the 16th
of August.
In Windhoek up till the 26th of October. So every town has his every town has its deadline. Vanduk deadline will be just on the 15th because the auditions at Vanduk starts on the 16th.
All right.
Yeah, so guys, come through to our to the Activations.
Yeah.
You can register there or you can just follow our pages and do it online.
Okay. Osi Dandago, let's talk about that prize money. Okay. Hey. What's the prize money and is there other perks also, you know? Apart from being the champion in this country when it comes to comedy.
Which honestly I think is something to be proud of already. I mean, to be known as the first official winner of the Savannah So You Think You Are a Comedian Comedy Showdown. I think that already is great honors in itself. Yeah. But obviously we don't pay our bills with love and kindness.
That's a bar already. Ah, Dandago, you are in it now.
Dandago, don't take the guy's jobs over me.
Already, dude. Okay. Yeah.
So the winner, which as Mitch said, it's three different phases, and the penultimate, the final is the comedy awards that will be taking place in December.
Nice.
And the winner will walk away with not only being known as the award winner of that category, but also walking away with a whopping $50,000 in cash. That's cash money.
Only money. And the winner will be able to host the first comedy show. He will be able to headline the first comedy show, which is going to be in February.
Yeah. That is incredible.
So,
So it's an incredible, sustainable.
Yeah.
It's not just one of those. Like you guys are actually trying to mold a star here.
Yeah.
And create the next big thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Because we're going to also host workshops for the final 14.
Nice.
We're going to hold a workshop for the final 14 because we have some things that we don't want to go to and how to like exactly set up your jokes and how you can actually wow the crowd, because you cannot just come there and just. You're probably an improv artist and then you just go there, you're doing it, but you need to engage with the crowd.
There are like, other techniques.
Like you were saying, for the judges as well, what we have done is we have two comedians that are going to be judges, because you know comedians, we judge each other
You guys are
critical,
really,
like we're really critical, and then we want to have somebody else that's not even part of comedy so that they can have another view with that. So we have set the judges out like that.
Fantastic.
So you got to win over all of us.
Today
and
good
the crowd,
luck.
Of course.
Abudi Mitch, Osi Dandago, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you guys. We're going to walk this journey together. We are your media partners all the way. And listen, if you think you are funny, you've got the funny. So You Think You Are a Comedian Showdown is for you, all right? It's 8:52 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. When we get back, we will get hold of... we'll get hold of Alicia. Yes, we'll get hold of Alicia, and then we will test her to see if she's got what it takes to represent and get those points for her best friend to go watch the Springboks versus the All Blacks game live in Cape Town.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.